We are back, and we are so honored to have two very special people with us to close this show. Todd Hartman and his lovely wife, Nancy Hartman, two-thirds of the musical group Flyer that has been playing for almost 25 years at Buster's Beach House. Guys, it's amazing. Nothing lasts 25 years these days.
No career goals whatsoever.
How do you... I mean, 25 years for a marriage is long, for a friendship is long, for a business relationship is long, and for a musical group and an audience in the same venue, basically, yeah, is just almost unheard of.
It takes owners that are willing to let you do that for a long time.
Yeah.
And it takes time to build the client base and our friends. And from that point on, it rolled and rolled and rolled. 250,000 songs have been in this room.
Well, you know, I'm late, Nancy, to the Flyer fan club, the last couple of months, really. And the way you bond with the audience, and, I mean, you seem to be literally friends with the audience. They're not just paying customers, they're your friends.
A lot of them are. I mean, a lot of them have become our friends. Almost all of our good friends that we hang out with, we've met through the club. But we just try to reach out to everybody. We still have fun. I think that's the key to what we do. We are still having fun playing music, and we're very fortunate to still be doing this.
I have to tell you, I've been there at least a half dozen to a dozen times, and I've heard the same songs many times. And every time they sing a song, it's like they're singing it for the first time. You give 110%.
We love what we do. I mean, that's the key in life, isn't it? To do what you love to do for a living.
Yeah.
And even though we've, you know, not gone out and tried to make it big, you know, as they say, we're successful on our level.
Well, you are successful in a very basic way. Very basic way. Some of you have not had the chance to go visit Buster's and hear Flyer. So for those of you, we're going to go and take a look at this group performing one of my favorite songs, or portions thereof, Hotel California. Sense of the bonding with the audience there. And of course the third of Flyer, Jim Fournet, lead guitar and lead vocals, is wonderful as well.
Jim's been with us 3 years, and he's just great. We have a good time together every night, and I really think that's the key, is you know, it's kind of like our living room in there. We've been there so long that it's sort of like being at home, so it's easy to act relaxed.
And I recently met a gal who is, say, in her 30s or whatever, and she said she first came with her parents when she was 17 and got hooked on the whole thing, and now she's back, and her kid's 15. And
We've introduced guys to girls, we've played at their weddings, and now they bring in their grandchildren. That's how long we've been
getting
here.
Like the next generation coming in. Because we play so much classic rock, a lot of these kids nowadays are really listening to a lot of classic rock. So we have an interesting audience.
You'll see
it 21 courses generations.
Definitely.
It courses age. It courses ethnicity. And which is so perfect for Long Beach, which is truly an ethnic melting pot.
Yeah, we do a lot of variety, too. We do country music, we do funk, and we do disco.
Disco. Yes.
For you. And we do Carlos Santana and Eric Clapton.
Well, let me just mention, and we'll put the bumper up at the end, but they are going to be celebrating their big 25th anniversary on Saturday, June 12th. But there'll be a whole week of activities starting on Thursday, June 10th, with a special dinner, and then Friday night, June 11th. And they're probably sold out by the time this show airs on Saturday, June 12th. But you may go there and try and get in on a walk-in basis. And here's Buster's Beach House down at Alamitos Bay Landing, that has supported these people, Buster's and their predecessor, Jolly Roger. Hate to put it in front of my face, but there it is. Buster's is quite the place.
Yep, and it is.
And so, as you said, if you love what you do, it shows, and it sure shows on you guys.
And to be grateful for what you've got, I think, is important in life.
But we've talked about this privately, and really the secret to happiness in life is gratitude.
That's right. Absolutely.
And you're very grateful for all that you have.
I'm happy every day of my life.
I mean, you're not headlining Vegas, but so what?
That's
doesn't
right.
make any difference.
That's right. We sleep in our own beds every night, and we play the music we love to do. And we've got thousands of friends out there. What else is there?
Yeah.
You got family and friends and people like you.
You bet. And you have a very talented and lovely daughter who I haven't had the privilege of meeting, but I hear she's extraordinary.
She's wonderful. She goes to the Orange County High School of the Arts, and she's a wonderful singer, actress, dancer. She's coming along.
Yep. She's my 401k plan.
But no pressure.
Yeah.
And comedy is in the family, too, right?
Yep. Yep.
Todd's brother owns... Actually, literally, he owns a bunch of improvisation comedy clubs.
Yeah, improv comedy stores in Irvine and Brea and Melrose and 30 more across the country.
Yeah. Fantastic. Yep. Well, we have 30 seconds left. Tell our audience whatever you'd like.
Well, you know, we want to thank everybody for supporting us all these years and coming back and just being a part of what we do there. And thanks so much to Jim Glasgow and Steve Moyer, who own the Aloha Restaurants chain, for letting us hang our hat there for 25 years.
We're going to try to get to 30. Okay. Who knows?
Well, I want to thank you for bringing so much happiness to so many people and wish you another 25 years of success.
Thank you so much, Art.
Let's give him a hand. Thank you so much. Thank you for watching. Join us next week for the next edition of our show. Good night, everybody.